With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. We'll have details on the new opportunities for underutilized cuts of beef in international markets. That's coming up right after the break.
For North Dakota customers, the best wheat quality is more than just high grades and protein. It's the functional performance that matters. Things like strong dough, large loaf volumes, and bright yellow pasta. While environment has an impact each year, genetics also play a role. There are differences in varieties, and maintaining our premium-priced customers depends on producers choosing those varieties with the best balance of yield, disease resistance, and inherent quality. Ask for more than just the highest yield when selecting your wheat varieties. This message from the North Dakota Wheat Commission.
Lower beef production and tighter beef supplies represent a challenge for U.S. exporters, but U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hellstrom explains that with support from USDA and the Beef Checkoff Program, USMEF is finding new opportunities for underutilized cuts in a wide range of international markets. These efforts, along with marketing of beef variety meats, help maximize the value of every animal.
The performance on beef was, I think, a pretty good sign, because we all know production's down, will remain down for the foreseeable future. But this is really an opportunity for the industry and for USMEF in particular to work on maximizing the value of that carcass and really focusing in on some of the subprimals that might be underperforming. And we've had quite a bit of success on the different cuts within the round primal. Knuckles, insides, etc., outside round flats, a lot of success there in places like Taiwan, Korea, even in Mexico and Central America. We've seen some success on some of these cuts. Shoulder clods, another area of the carcass. And of course, you can't forget variety meats. Variety meats continue to be a very important part of the growth. We've got markets like Mexico showing growth. You have the Middle East and Korea and South America as well, and even the Caribbean. So our overall goal is to diversify into as many markets as possible. And in the case of variety meats, it's really a testament to the fact that it is working.
Hellstrom adds that the expanded opportunities for underutilized cuts will endure, even as U.S. beef production rebounds in the future.
I think this is the silver lining with production down significantly last year and again this year. It gives us an opportunity to really focus in and maximize the value of that carcass outside of the normal mix that a lot of these countries may buy.
Once again, that is U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hellstrom. With a look at your top ag news headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.